We still have not found that which the Grey Seer craves. I would not want wish to anger him.
Accuse us of wasting his invaluable time.
Oh, the Far Squeaker's power?
No.
No, no.
But soon.
Yes, yes.
Very soon.
She awakens the forest.
Do not be coward, meat, fool. Can you not hear smell? These trees are false.
What about that one? The big tree. The one these others surround. It moves! It moves!
Shh! I hear the confusion in your song, ancient Tarothgael. Do not struggle. You are too deeply rooted.
Rooted? How? I do not recall.
Even as the storm blows, be still. I will try to clear this unclean earth from your roots.
One moment I was exploring the Silver Tower, seeking the summoner to slay him, to rid my glade of his tower's taint, to punish him for the life already taken. So weary, as if the sky had swallowed the sun and the earth beneath me turned barren.
Alariel bound me to find you.
The Ever Queen sent you herself?
Even she could not see what had befallen you. You are her child, as am I, and she feared you lost.
I am lost.
No, Our Lady's song may not pierce this darkness, but through my branches she reaches for you still.
I will not leave this grove.
Speak no more, ancient. This is no grove.
For time beyond reckoning, I have stood, my roots deep in the rock of the Nevergreen. I remember how Gyron once gleamed, still wet with creation's dew, and the first words of the goddess's song. But now, I fear I must be brief. If Alariel herself sent you, then she too has become entangled in Zagurriel's web and must be warned. I must speak to you of the Realm Gate.
What Realm Gate do you speak of that could be so important?
It goes to a place that no other gate in all creation can reach. The summoner thinks I do not know, or perhaps he does not care that I do. I am naught but the Liuar.
You are a noble spirit of the Quaithnair.
Since before my soul pod was planted in Gyron soil by the hand of the Radiant Queen herself, Zagurriel has held the Realm Gate for his master. It has brought them both much enjoyment, but the end of their game approaches.
Did it squeak say Realm Gate?
Yes, yes, it did.
The Grey Lord's prize. It knows where it is.
Kill now.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
No, wait.
Why?
We take the Huntress alive. We torture her. Threaten to kill if Big Tree Thing not tell us where to find the Summoner's Realm Gate.
kill.
And if the Tree Lord fights back?
You heard? He is trapped, stuck. Now, let me think. Height about 8 tail lengths. Weight 500 kilobells.
A megabell, at least. Remember, she is wood, not flesh.
Flesh.
A low energy shot from my warp lightning cannon will be more than enough to stun her.
Shush, shush!
I am being as quiet as I can be.
A skilled assassin can kill slay from afar. The master kill stabs in close.
You worry too much, Death Squeal. The tree thing will never hear.
What is that?
Morlock! Why do you not answer?
It is the fast squeaker.
Make it stop, stop!
I cannot!
That is enough fearful cowering. You may now answer the summons of your most magniloquent of masters.
Who intrudes upon the grove of ancient Haruthgael, tree lord of the Coethnair?
She sees us!
Kill.
You missed, fool!
Defilers!
She is coming!
Yay!
I remember. I in charge. I